Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. Daniel, good afternoon. Thank you for being with me again.
Nice to be with you, Simon.
What do you got for me today, Daniel?
So, Simon, I thought it would be interesting to unpack a bit of the moral dilemma, not that it's so unpackable, but about whether or not to do third shots of vaccines. And I know you've asked me previously as to, you know, where we are at. Do we need to do third shots? I mean, we all know that in Israel, for example, Israel was actually the leading country that first said that, you know, third shots are mandatory, so much so that you can't even get a green pass. You can't go into certain public spaces without having had a third shot. What's interesting is we saw this week that Professor Andrew Pollard, or he's actually a Sir Andrew Pollard, is the head of vaccines for Oxford University, spoke about how if we do third shots, that it will really result in an inequality and of distribution of vaccines across the world, and that many countries in the world will not be able to get their first shot of vaccines to their citizens, like in the northern countries of Africa, etc., if other countries would be doing third shots. And this really does present a real moral dilemma, because he also said that people had had two shots, and we know that in South Africa with Johnson & Johnson, which Oxford University was very involved in, even one shot would certainly do have a good protection against COVID for some time, for good months. So it leaves a real moral dilemma that says that, you know, if one's able to get a third shot, and we've certainly seen that in Israel, they've said that we need the third shots in order to really get rid of the virus on a public health perspective, you know, are we crippling other countries or other populations where they won't even be able to get a first shot? And that really is a moral dilemma, because it sounds like, of course, then we wouldn't do that. But on the other hand, if you don't do the third shot and the third shots are available in those countries, it's not like those shots are going to be sent, those particular ones, to overseas. So, you know, this is where it starts really getting hairy in terms of how far to go with what's available.
Daniel, have organizations, professional organizations, such as, I don't know what GP specialist organization is, as represents all of you, have they taken a stance on an issue like this?
As a whole, we've taken a stance. It's easy to take a stance when you're guided by public policy in the country. And obviously, we know that in South Africa, that, you know, certainly the Department of Health has said they're not looking to roll out third shots, because at the moment, they're just trying to get people to take up vaccines and be able to distribute the second shots. But the question is, if vaccine take-up doesn't become bigger and there are third shots available,
exactly,
do we feel justified in going in and getting them? And I mean, you can, on a very different level, one can talk about people who are vegetarian. You say, well, if I, you know, I believe that eating meat is wrong, and if I continue to eat it, I'm fueling the problem. And on a very different level, one can say the same thing here in terms of, as an individual, if you take a third shot that's available for you, that third shot wouldn't be used for an individual somewhere else in the world. But at the same time, everybody did that. We can see from this professor, we wouldn't be able to give people their basic shots. So it's a really interesting moral dilemma.
Thank you for making me feel really lousy about myself this afternoon, Dr. Daniel Israel, because I certainly want a third shot. That's for
can't,
sure.
Can't always be good, only simple news, right, Simon?
Oh, my goodness me. Thank you, Daniel. We'll end off the week together tomorrow again. Thank you.